بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا، فما بعد، مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، وی ہیو کمپلیٹڈ اے سیریز آف فجر ریمائنڈرز آن دی امپورٹنس آف اینڈ اپروچنگ دا قرآن الکریم. الحمدللہ، وی آسک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ٹو ایکسیپٹ دس فرام اس اینڈ ٹو make it a means of khair and barakah for us. And then I spoke to you about the issue of attitudes, which I think is very important for us to keep in mind. Today I want to talk to you about a tool, and that tool is the tool of journal writing. I think journal writing is a very important tool, and it is something that is very well worth learning and practicing, because it is a very big aid in helping to understand what happens to us in our lives. Now, how do you do journal writing? There are three steps to writing and using a journal. The first step to journal writing is to actually write. Record the incident. And when I say record the incident, I want to be very clear, which is to record the incident in a way where the incident is clearly recorded, and where it is, where you are not writing your opinions or your impressions about why something happened. So, for example, if the incident is that you went to a class and you found yourself, your attention was wandering, you didn't really pay attention in the class, you found that you were distracted and so on. So when you are recording the incident, then don't say, I think it happened because of this. No. We will come to that. That is also part of journal writing. But in the beginning, all you do is you record the experience. It's very important for you to record the incident as clearly and as objectively as possible, because GIGO principle applies, garbage in, garbage out. If you do not, if you forget details, if you do not record clearly, then you will not be able to come to any useful, worthwhile conclusions. So the first and foremost step is to record the incident, whatever it is that happened. Second step is to read this journal. So when you look at the journal now, you are saying, all right, so whatever happened, happened. What is it that I can learn from this? So we call this reflective observation. So after recording the incident, you go into a phase which is called reflective observation, which means that in your reflection, you will observe what had happened in the incident. So, in mentally now, you are going to, in a way, relive that experience. Now, when I say relive, I don't mean dwell on it and moan and groan about it. I mean just critically examine it. Again, objectivity is the fundamental principle. Objectivity is the root of all goodness. If we can do the thing objectively, if we can do our reflections, whatever we have, whatever happened, if you can then objectively think about it, then inshallah, the result is much better. So second stage is we objectively think about that. So first stage is just recording. Second stage is to think about it and to do that as objectively as possible. Third stage is what we call conceptualization, right? So reflective observation, and after reflective observation, you do conceptualization, which is to learn the lessons from that. So first stage was recording. You recorded this happened, this happened, this happened. Second stage is in reflective observation, you are analyzing why did it happen? What was the reason why it happened? Third stage is abstract conceptualization, which means that you are learning some lessons from that. So this happened. This is the reason why it happened. Now, therefore, what must I do the next time I have such an interaction? So we took the lesson of the, we took the example of the class. You went to a class, you were distracted. And then you said, now, why was I distracted? Because my attention was on my phone. I was getting alerts from on my chat or whatever it was. And because of those alerts, every time the phone either beeped or maybe it didn't beep, but it there was something, it was, buzzing or something. And because of that alert, my attention was distracted. I was thinking about the phone. I was thinking about the message instead of paying attention to the class. So, therefore, your focus is distracted and your attention is somewhere else. So, you say, well, here is the situation. Now, what do I do? Next time I go to class, I will not take my phone. So, my lesson, abstract conceptualization, what is the concept? Concept is that the presence of the phone is the reason for distraction. So, maybe I should not take my phone. Second one you might say is that what will help me to focus is if I write notes. So, when I'm sitting in the class, let me take down notes. Whatever the teacher is saying, let me note those things down, deliberately write them down, not just listen and try to remember, but also write down. And similarly, other lessons that you may have learned, you make a note of those lessons. So, abstract conceptualization. And the last one is active experimentation. So, now that I have a lesson to apply, I have a learning. Now, let me apply this learning and see what happens. And when you have, when you do the abstract conceptualization, then you have a new experience. And that experience, again, you record. So, this is the form of the journal where you can maintain the journal. It's not just, my diary, today I did this and my dear diary, this. No, it's not a diary writing thing. The journal writing is different from writing a diary. There are some similarities, obviously. But journal writing is very clearly focused to learning. And therefore, it is something which in which you have a goal as well. So, you have your learning goal for whichever part of your life, and then you write your journal in a way that gives you some lessons to apply in your life in that goal. I will also send a picture of what a learning journal looks like, and inshallah, I invite you to use it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit you and cause this to be a means of benefit for you. Quick recap. First, you record actually what happened. Second one, reflective observation, which is you read what you recorded and you then think about why this thing happened, the good and the bad of it. Third one is abstract conceptualization. What is the lesson that I learned from what happened? And fourth one is active experimentation, which is I apply my learning and to see how it works, and then I fine-tune that until I have it perfect, and then this is what I will use in the future. Jazakum Allah khairan wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatillahi wa rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.